I know, right? No, I don't want to do.
One more thing that we have to talk about in regards to the beans. Beans often sit on top of things or have something on them, a point load at specific points. So if this is a beam, for example, and we sit it on a wall, we have a point load here. And often point loads are heavy loads. So we want to make sure where these heavy loads are applied, there's enough strength in the beam that it doesn't crumple our web. Under 14.3.2 of your standard, we have web crippling and yielding section. So we have two scenarios, an interior load and an end load. Interior load is any load that's applied a distance any load applied at a distance from the member end greater than the member depth. So if this is D here, an interior load would be any load greater than D. If it's not greater than D, then we're down here at an end reaction. Whether you're interior or end reaction, we have two scenarios we have to check. Bearing resistance, BR, must be greater than BF. What's BF? The bearing load, right? The factored bearing load. So that would be the point loads here. So BR is the lower of these two equations, or the lower of these two equations, whichever applies. The only thing we don't know here, well, we don't know these phis, B interior, phi B end, W is the web thickness, N is the bearing length, T is the flange thickness as usual. So nothing too new here. Phi BI and phi BE are defined as 0.8 and 0.75.
I'm considering yelling at those guys as a joke. But I don't want to make them cry.
So there's nothing too difficult here. Let's do a quick example just to apply this equation.
Why are you guys so tense? Hey Mark, what's the size of that?
What?
W460 by 74.
Are you having eye trouble? I didn't even write that.
Oh, weird angle.
Right. You shut.
I am not helpful.
You calculate the proper angle of the beam.
Angle of the
beam. No, you can't.
Are bearing stiffeners required? Why is that the question? Let me go back to the standard here. It says, wherever the bearing resistance of the web...
Wait, let me just delete all this, Jeff.
Wherever the bearing...
Why are you laughing at me?
This is your significant.
Wherever the bearing resistance of the web is exceeded, so if BR is greater than BF, the point load, then bearing stiffeners shall be used. Everybody know what a bearing stiffener is?
No.
Those plates, we talked about them last class, that we weld in between the flanges and against the web, strengthening the web. So, I guess we need a diagram. Let's talk about a beam. Let's talk about a beam that's going to sit on a concrete wall. See that? I knew that you could. And this beam is going to have a load. It's really, I shouldn't put it up there. The reason I shouldn't put it up there is all the loads on this beam are being transferred along the beam, and the beam is transferring the load down to the concrete wall. The concrete wall is pushing back up on the beam. That's what's going to cause this beam to crumple. And so that load was 265 kilonewtons, and it's right on the end of the beam, so we're going to use the end reaction equations. So end reaction, and so we'll have two equations, we'll always have two bearing equations, phi BE W N plus 4T. Why are you doing that? You guys don't think it's funny when I lose my mind, don't you? That's what the goal is, isn't it?
Which?
Well, you already plus 80. What do you expect?
Past 2?
You said you already plus 80. Oh, no. No, you were saying...
Yeah, my mom had me when she was 2.
Did you put something on the side of the
Drive?
Oh, okay. That's what I was looking for.
Wow.
Wall is 200 millimeters wide. That is the length of the bearing. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going. 200 plus 4 times T. T is the thickness of the flange. Look it up. 14.5.
Did you just start scrolling up?
When did you get back?
Oh, yeah, I yelled at you.
Oh, whatever. five E is on.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other equation is 0.65 E, I'll make that a little bit better. W squared, square root of FYE. Every BR equation has two, every BR column has two BR equations. Interior has two, and has two. So your bearing resistance would be the smaller of these two.
Is that a 9 in brackets, or is that a 91 squared?
You tell me.
9. What's that value for? What is W?
Web thickness. You know what the worst part is? I failed the class with the first year. That's why you should take out your anger on there.
Did you take the most hearing that you got?
Yeah. Okay. So 305 is the bearing value. There it is.
Aye, aye. We have other BR.
No stiffeners required.
So if you always like
Yeah, but I don't know. Did it state a BF?
Yeah. EF is the load.
Oh, that's 265, right?
Everybody good?
Should we take the higher or the lower?
You take the lowest value, because it's worst case scenario.
Alright.
Is that all?
That's it. I'll give you an assignment, but we'll work on it on whenever your next class is.
So no rush.
You'll probably have it done by tonight.
No, I want to get the concrete one done by tonight, and I want to finish my already extinct project tomorrow. Sunday is all
Have a wonderful weekend.
Well, I thought that was a sarcastic cool kid.
Oh, no, there's one cool kid that came in that.